like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time. Well, Mary, let's get really happy in the summer. Oops.
You shouldn't have asked me to see Whitney then. I knew going in it might be a little hard to see. I invited three friends to see this, women who also came of age during the 1980s in high school and college. Her voice is so worth hearing, especially on a big screen film. It really was so beautiful to hear her voice and remember how gifted she was as an artist through this documentary.
And, you know, I think that's one of the good things about the documentary. We get, not enough for me, but we do get a few clips from her performances.
Mm-hmm.
What is really important about this one is that you have so many family members involved. So you're likely to get closer to her. Well, at the same time, Kevin MacDonald, who did Marley,
yes,
the director, so he knows what he's doing when he takes a famous person and does a documentary. What's the big moment for her?
Oh, the big moment featured in full, thankfully,
yes,
in the documentary is when she sang the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl.
My goodness.
And it was interesting to learn she didn't rehearse that. That what we saw was her first and only time
through the
song, which had been rescored for her,
yes,
to be on a 4/4 beat instead of a 3/4 beat.
How about that? So she's able to take it more carefully?
But she did not rehearse that. So it gave me chills to actually not only hear the performance again, but learn that. And also just tinged with sadness that someone who had such an immense talent, and I think it's one of the glimpses we see of her through this documentary, and I really wish it would have been more focused on her as an artist, per se, than showing threads from her life and how complex her life was,
yes,
and what made her life such the train wreck and sad, tragic ending that it ended up being.
No.
And there's even one small glimpse where she is conducting her backup singers and working with them before they have a concert.
Wouldn't you love to see more of that?
I really would have.
I agree with you. Song 7 or more that she had on Billboard.
Oh.
Even a row.
In a row from her first album. You forget how prolific she was and how she burst onto the scene and really changed music.
And Mary, she was a model.
And,
I mean, come on,
yes,
how many gifts do you get in this life?
Well, unfortunately, she had those gifts, but she also had so many challenges in life. You really see through this documentary and interviews with her brothers, her mother, her husband, ex-husband.
No help from Bobby Brown.
No help. Well, he quickly disappeared after he said, I'm not going to talk about her death and her drug use. A very solid foundation through the church, a very solid,
yes,
foundation through her parents. You got the sense in real time growing up with her, as I did, that she really had a strong foundation in her life. But you, for somebody who later developed addictions to handle whatever problems she may have been having. Her cousin, Dede Warwick,
yes, had abused her.
One of the frustrating things I think about the documentary is not only, one, how many more traumas was she subjected to in her young life that led to,
yeah,
what happened to her in her death.
The ending, Mary, that long tracking shot through the hotel.
Oh,
that ends up at the bathtub, Mary.
Maudlin.
Oh, wasn't it?
To say the least.
In Whitney Houston's younger days, this documentary does her well. Mary Urena, the documentary is called Whitney. What grade would you award it?
I loved the subject matter because of who she was as an artist, but as a documentary, it left so many editorial threads. It introduced them and then didn't resolve them, and I felt it was very unfocused. So I have to say it was average. I'm going to give it a C.
And I'm going to give it a B because I'm far more romantic about this business than you are.
I know. That's the second time.
I know it is. I know it is. I just think about those moments when I see what a genius she was.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of your C or my B, nobody will be unmoved.
Agreed.
Who sees this documentary.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. See the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.